Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Bernie Havlicek, and he is the superintendent, caretaker, planner for the Armstrong Research Farm. And good morning to you, Bernie.
Good morning, Levon. How are you today?
I'm great. It's been good growing weather, and we're going to talk about things that have been growing in the garden, actually, for the Wallace Foundation Garden Field Day. So when is that happening?
This event happens on July 21st. That's this coming Monday. Begins at 6:30 p.m. and it usually ends about dusk.
Yes, and in between there, we can get so much information as well as a little bit of yummy food to eat. But let's talk about the, you know, what is kind of the feature this year at the field day?
Okay. Each year, we try to have a demonstration garden that will appeal to both beginning gardeners and accomplished gardeners as well. And this year, Cindy Haynes, who is in charge of designing the home demonstration garden, selected a number of different things. Getting more and more popular are purple vegetables. believe it or not.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? There are a few of those I don't know about. But on the other hand, you know, there's some of them I think are, when you put purple beans with green beans, oh, how pretty that is.
That's for sure. And, you know, some of the vegetables, they'll include things like carrots and basil, eggplant, cabbage, potatoes, and tomatoes. Believe it or not, we have blue and purple potatoes.
Oh, my goodness. Well, maybe that would encourage more kids to eat some of those things when they see something more colorful. Plus, it does make a pretty plate. Is she going to talk about the nutritional differences in those?
I'm sure she will be, and if not, we'll be sure to ask.
We'll ask her, yes. And that's a great thing about the field day, is it is an opportunity to ask questions. Now, I kind of interrupted that flow of what else is going to be featured.
Well, everybody loves impatiens, and there's actually some sun-loving impatiens on the market now. And they're called sunpatiens, and she'll be showing a few of these varieties of sun-loving impatiens. There'll be also some rose balsam and other different types of impatiens to see how they compare. Zinnias. Everybody remembers zinnias. Grandma grew them. Two of the problems with zinnias, they got quite leggy later in the year, mm-hmm. and they also would suffer from powdery mildew. And we've got new zinnias on the horizon. They're compact zinnias. They don't get much taller than about a foot to 14 inches tall, and they're resistant to the dreaded powdery mildew disease.
And I think this has been, even though now lately it's been dry, early it was so wet, I think this has been a year that really shows up whether things get mildew or not.
That's for sure. Plenty of moisture, and next week the weather's supposed to warm up, and the good conditions for those types of mildew diseases.
So, of course, the purpose of the research farm is to show, is this working? Is this really going to happen or not?
Right, and it's in a garden that's, that's not our main job to taking care of the garden, and we probably spend about as much time in the garden as a homeowner would, and so if it works in our garden, it ought to work
mm-hmm.
in yours.
Mm-hmm. And of course, it's here in Southwest Iowa. This isn't something that's being tested somewhere else, and we're being told about. We can come and see it right here in our neighborhood, and ask the questions.
Exactly, and then another thing that she'll be showing is some of the newer flowers and vegetables, both that are on the market. One thing that I think is particularly interesting is we're getting some tomato varieties now that are resistant to both early and late blight.
Hmm.
And this has been the scourge of, tomato growers in the Midwest, for that
yes,
matter.
Yes, yes. And the when you mentioned the new plants, the new whatever, the Armstrong Farm, the research farm, as I recall, is a place that has the permission to grow some of those new things that can't happen in other places.
Exactly. And we are a site for the All-America Selection Garden each year, and that will be on display. And also, we are the site for the ball seed home demonstration plantings. And these are flowers mostly, but a few vegetables that mm-hmm. will be coming on the market in the next year or two.
Okay.
So, lots of new things for people to look at.
You bet. Now, do we need to take all the notes, or will you have some handouts also?
Usually we have handouts, and I'm sure she'll be bringing handouts as well. But you're welcome to take notes, take pictures, and ask questions.
All right. Good point. Now with people's phones and all the techie stuff, you can take pictures real easily. But just be sure to kind of note what that is to go along with those pictures.
A couple of other things, LaVon, that we're going to have this year. Greg Mathis, and he's our local foods coordinator with Golden Hills RC&D. Is going to bring out and set up a verma composting demonstration for the people to look at prior, so come a little early and see how you can do some composting with worms.
Yes, and that's become much more popular and can be done on a small scale as well as a large scale. And I want to throw in here, and maybe you're going to mention this, but I know the Master Gardeners are going to have a little display and selling the Master Gardener cookbook. So that's another little plus. And then there's probably something else you were going to mention.
Oh, a couple more things. Barb Fuller will be here again, and she's our nutrition and health program specialist. And she'll have information about preserving and freezing and canning some of the different types of vegetables that we're growing. And the other thing that I sort of did on my own, and we're going to have different types of,
Bernie, you're in my field. I can tell you that.
Garlic, that's what I'm trying to
okay.
say.
Okay.
That's it, exactly. And I've got 9 different types
of garlic. Oh, my goodness.
From around the world.
Oh.
Types from Russia and Korea. In all different places, and it's amazing. There's the different tastes and also the different spiciness of garlic.
Hmm. So people are going to get to taste those
if they choose.
Whoa!
So it's time to harvest. So we're going to be doing the harvesting this weekend, and I'll have everything set out and some information on it.
Oh,
so
very
not your store bought garlic. Yeah. That we're used to.
And I think people may be surprised if they're not aware of they look different as well as you say, the flavors. But I think you have to like garlic and have that. It's kind of like tasting wine. You kind of have to have a tongue that says, okay, this is different. But maybe I'm wrong on that. Maybe it's pretty obvious.
Well, we'll see.
Yes.
Like I say, we'll be digging it up this weekend, and it'll be available for sampling and for viewing.
All right. That's a big plus, because there are so many dishes that are adding garlic as a plus. And the other thing that I keep having to remind myself, and you probably know this, Bernie, that in terms of nutritional value, if you let it, if you cut it, whatever you're going to do to it, let it set for maybe 5 minutes before you throw it into the skillet. The nutritional value goes up.
I learned something today.
And I've been reading this in a number of reliable places, so I think this isn't just sort of a gimme kind of thing. And it has a number of health positives about it, so fun.
And the last thing we must not forget, the evening will end with strawberries and ice cream again.
All right. People have just gotten to go. If you ever have to quit that, Bernie, there's going to be a lot of disappointed people. They don't come just for that, I don't think. But it, as you say, tops off the evening.
Yes, and everybody gets together, have a little social time, and enjoy some strawberries and ice cream.
Yeah. And that is, you mentioned the social time, I think that is... There are some people who come to the field day who don't see each other all year, but when they get the field day, they want to talk to each other.
That's what we hope goes on in these types of events.
And, of course, this isn't just for Atlantic, Cass County, Lewis. People come from all corners of Southwest Iowa.
Yes, they do. We'll have people here from all the way from Omaha, Creston, up to north up in Shelby County, so... We attract people from quite a distance.
Okay, just in case there's somebody who doesn't know how to find the Armstrong Research Farm, how do they do that?
Okay, it's easy to find. If you're coming from either the east or the west, Atlantic, Oakland, you'll travel down Highway 6 and then turn south on Highway 48 that leads you to Griswold. After about 3/4 mile going south, you'll see a blue DOT sign that will direct you west. you will travel 2 miles west and you'll come to the Armstrong Research Farm.
Okay, there's a sign out there on Highway 6 where you turn, easy to find, as you say.
Right. There's a sign on Highway 6 and a sign on Highway 48.
All right, very good. Well, we'll be looking forward to seeing you, Bernie, on Monday night, starting at what time?
Starts at 6:30 p.m.
All right, at the Wallace Foundation Armstrong Farm. And this is the annual Garden Field Day. Thanks so much, Bernie Pavlovic, for visiting with us.
Thank you.
Until next time, here is a thought from John Muir. When one tugs at a single thing in nature, he finds it's attached to the rest of the world.